Well, Barnett Helzberg had a mentor. His name was Ewing Kaufman, the one-time owner of the Kansas City Royals. That relationship was so successful that Barnett Helzberg got an idea for a business mentoring program that is now in its 17th year, the Helzberg Entrepreneurial Mentoring Program, or HEMP. The idea is to pass on the experiences of successful businessmen and women to those who are at pivotal points in their careers. Bernard Helzberg has written a new book on all this, Entrepreneurs and Mentors Equal Success, and he joins us right now. Barnett, so good to have you.
Good to be here. Morning. Thank you, Steve.
Well, you met Ewing Kaufman. When you met him, the two of you hit it off, and he told you to swing by his office sometime. What did he say to you at that first meeting that was that stuck with you?
Well, I don't know. The big thing that stuck with me over the years, I don't know if it was the first meeting. Most people think when people work for you, you pay them as little as possible.
Yeah.
And we were doing very well, and we would even go over individuals' salaries. And he would encourage me of how to be generous with people, even the idea of changing part of our profit sharing to cash immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And just the idea of enjoying and sharing, and frankly, not doing it for them, doing it for yourself because you're having so much fun out of it.
Why did the two of you hit it off so well?
You know, I don't know. Obviously, he's a real entrepreneur. I was a benefit of my grandfather starting a jewelry store in Kansas, Kansas in 1915. I don't know. Maybe just guess I'd call it plainness or something.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't any
pretense. He just sort of
right,
laid it out there,
didn't he?
He didn't
have pretense, exactly.
That was the kind of man he was.
Right.
Yeah. So how did you get the idea for the Helzberg Entrepreneurial Mentoring Program, Barnett?
Well, actually, Mr. K said to me one day when I thanked him, he said, that's okay, you'll help somebody someday. So anyway, for a couple of years, I thought about it. I asked a lot of people about it. Some of it said it couldn't be done. Most people patted me on the head and said, that's fine, go ahead. And then one day I had lunch with three folks from UMKC, Bill Eddy, Bill French,
great
and
folks.
Rich Davis.
Yeah.
And they actually wanted me to chair some gala, and that's not my ability at all. And they said, well, maybe you could start an entrepreneurial mentoring program. Well, I'd been thinking about 2 years, and I went home, I looked in the mirror, I said, okay, either do it or don't do it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a meeting in our basement 17 years ago of a bunch of entrepreneurs, mentors,
mm-hmm.
potential mentors,
mm-hmm.
and the magic was there immediately. It was obvious we could do it.
There was magic there, but there was one individual who said,
right.
It ain't going to work, Mr. Helzberg.
Yeah. Well, what he said was, he said, I think you're, he thought we were like the heart surgeon that only take the good prospects. He said, I think you're just taking the people that are going to make it. So I said, you know, I don't know, maybe you're right. So he dropped out. But everybody else came in.
So how does HEMP work? What's the whole idea of it?
Well, the idea is pretty simple. It's number one, it's companies that are, these are guidelines, $1 million a year, 5 or more employees, 3 years in business, 3 years as ultimate decision maker, a record of integrity inside and outside the business, a real interest in growing, and then they can apply online, and we go through the applications, and we say, well, here's somebody maybe we could help.
So these are folks who know what they're doing. They've established a track record, but they're at that pivot point in their careers and with their businesses, right?
Right. They're in a perfect world, they're at the pivot point where they've kind of done everything
mm-hmm.
and do everything. And they need to learn to delegate
mm-hmm.
and learn to trust somebody else. And
so you hook them up with a mentor who can really sit down with them. And what struck me about the book, and this surprised me, this is not just I went into this thinking the program was more or less a series of casual conversations between mentors and the business people who were selected. But that's not the case at all. These mentors engage fully with the people they're mentoring.
There's tremendous requirements on mentors and mentees. The first, they have to come to 75% of the meetings, all the new mentees. They have to meet twice a month the first year with their mentor.
Wow.
But what's really interesting is that this whole process, and I think I saw a lot of this with my dad, really it's a matter of questioning and of the answers are often within the mentor, mentee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of getting them to express themselves, and a good mentor is a great listener and a great questioner and often can bring the mentor around by what's in the mentees, bring the mentee around by what's in their experience.
So this match process is critical then. This
thing's
not
going
to work unless you find the right mentor with the right business person, right?
That's very tricky. We're doing better every year. What we have set up is not only the matching, but the ability to switch mentors. And that's very important.
Yeah.
You got to be comfortable. We check in with you. We actually have software so you can tell us every time how the meeting went. Mentee and mentor each can email us confidentially, fill out this form. And so we monitor the process. It's very delicate. It's
I was going to say, because these mentors, and we're going to bring in a couple here in just a moment, but these mentors need to be able to look into the eyes of the business person they're mentoring and say, you know, have you thought about this? Are you micromanaging that? And really sort of they're digging into some personal stuff here.
A lot of it gets off that subject. We have confidential lunches. And Laura Lee, I think, will be on the phone.
She's here. She's waiting with us. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she'll tell you the story. It isn't always business. And Laura Lee, maybe you'll tell the story about picking up your daughter. And at that point, I did tell you. But anyway,
let's get that story. Laura Lee Jones joins us right now. She's with Lion's Share Marketing. Laura Lee, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Hi, Barnett.
Howdy.
Tell us about this story about picking up your daughter. And I think the story goes you didn't feel you had the time to do it. It was very important at that point in your life. And tell us about your mentor and how you worked that issue through.
Sure. At the time, my mentor was Ken Rashid, but I was going to a lunch meeting with Barnett, and there were a handful of us. And HR was the issue of the day. And we were talking about hiring folks, and one of my issues was paying a little bit more for this individual that would allow me a little more free time at work and allow me to leave earlier to pick up my daughter. And I just didn't think I could afford this person, and Barnett looked at me and said, "Will making this hiring decision get you closer to your goal of having more time with your daughter?" And it just was a very powerful question. And at the end of the lunch hour, I realized that I was worrying over a few thousand dollars, and certainly I would write that check in a minute to have more time with my daughter. So Barnett asked me a wise question and encouraged me to make that good HR decision and hire that person that would allow me more free time with Eden. So.
Yeah. How was it for you, Laura Lee? Because you struck me, again, reading the chapter in the book as someone, you know, very closely involved in Lion's Share Marketing. You're the CEO, very much involved in the company. How did you feel about someone like Ken coming in and sort of suggesting, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Maybe you're a little bit too involved over here. How did that work for you?
In the beginning, it was a little bit tough. I tend to be very controlling and much a micromanager. So,
yeah.
And he
I wasn't going to use that word. I'm glad you used that word.
All right.
Yeah.
The truth is, I think that's truthful for a lot of us entrepreneurs. But Ken was very astute and also very direct. And I knew when we were doing the mentoring match that I needed someone that could be very direct with me, that I needed that kind of coaching. And he just did a great job telling me that some of my behaviors were slowing down the growth of the company, and I wasn't allowing other people in the company to grow. And some of the people that had to go, I wasn't allowing them to go. I kept trying to fix everything and everyone. So it was tough in the beginning. It really was.
But the amazing thing to me was, despite your personality, you're saying you were open to receiving that message. I thought that was kind of impressive.
I was open to receiving it, and I sat in some meetings with my team leaders and listened to Ken, my mentor, really direct me in front of them, and then he directed my team leaders to stop me every time I tried to micromanage or come into a meeting that wasn't really any of my business. And so he empowered them, which in turn empowered me to go and do what I really needed to do.
And Laura Lee, he actually helped you sort of reorganize your organization, right? There was a whole new set of team leaders that you implemented with Ken's help.
Well, I did, yes. He came in and he met most of the people here and then came back with an idea for, we were trying to remain a very flat organization as we grew, and it worked for a while, but as the company got larger, it didn't make sense anymore, and I wanted an open-door policy so people could always talk to me. Well, it ended up using most of my days, and so I wasn't focused on what I needed to be focused on. So by reorganizing Lion's Share and adding these layers, it really helped give me the time I needed for me to do what I did best.
And so, Laura Lee, what was the impact on your business as a result of having gone through this mentoring program?
Well, financially, we went through the recession, and I'm knocking on wood right now, and we all wore wristbands that said we are not participating in the recession. And all but one of those tough 3 years, we had double-digit growth. And then in the last 2 years, I think we've been in the 40% range for growth. So really has been very, very helpful.
What kind of marketing do you do?
We do marketing primarily for the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. So we build databases, and then we utilize those databases to find the best targets for the healthcare industry, and then we do direct mail or email programs or other ways of communicating.
Yeah. Barnett, what made you connect Ken with Laura Lee Jones? What do you recall how that pairing came together?
Not really. Well, Ken, I think Ken was kind of a tough taskmaster, as you heard. And Laura Lee is not a shrinking violet, if you know what I mean.
I'm getting that impression on it, yeah.
So maybe that was it, but somehow it was right. And we've been really lucky. We've done a lot of good matches. We've done some that weren't good. We correct them.
Yeah.
But obviously, that one really worked. But I think they were both strong people. They really belong together.
Laura Lee, hang on the phone here with us just a moment. And if our listeners want to join in this conversation, if they have questions about HEMP, the Helzberg Entrepreneurial Mentoring Program, we'd like to hear from you. Maybe you want to get involved with this program. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here, our email address, UpToDate at kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page. Laura, give us a sense of how you did connect with Ken and how that particular match came together. Do you recall that?
I do. When we do the mentor match, it's sort of a speed dating process. And the folks at the Helzberg program, once they interview and you are accepted into the program, they have some sense of who you are, what some of your concerns are in your business. And so you come to this matching event, and they have a list of people that they think you should meet and interview. At the same time, you've been given a list of folks that are going to be mentors and available that year, and you're asked to meet with them and contact them prior to this matching event. So they did come to the table with three matches for me. One of them happened to be Danny O'Neill, and I interviewed the three folks, and one of them was Ken. And when we ended the evening and they asked us to list in priority, I just wrote on my list, Ken, in my priority order.
It was love at first sight for you then.
It was, and I love Danny O'Neill, and we're great friends. My biggest concern was we wouldn't get down to business. We would have a lot of fun. But anyway, there are so many great mentors in the program, and Ken moved to California near the end of my 3 years, and I did get matched with another mentor, and she was equally good in a different way, and much of what I needed at that time in my business she was able to help me with.
Well, Laura Lee Jones, it's been a pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking some time, and congratulations with all your success there with Lion's Share Marketing.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me on the program
this morning. All the best. Yeah. Bye-bye. Let's go to Danny O'Neill now. He's CEO of the Roastery Coffee Company, another one who's been through the mentoring program here. And, Danny, you had a pretty good mentor yourself, a man named Henry Block. How did you get hooked up with him?
And I have Rick Kreska here with me, too, the founder and CEO of Laser Cycle. And he was in the class in Hemp before me. But, interviewed with Barnett and told him all the things that I needed help with, which was just about everything. But probably the thing I needed the most help with was just long-term strategy and stuff like that. So that's how Henry and I got matched up.
Well, Danny, what was it like for you to get hooked up with someone like Henry Block? I mean, sort of a legend in Kansas City, a legend nationally. How was that for you?
You know, at first, honestly, it was intimidating. And I took in a handful of books and statements. I didn't know what Henry was going to want to talk about. But
I can imagine.
He is so wise, right? Just so humble and so soft-spoken. And I think the first few times I met with him, he would ask what I thought were real simple questions. And then, weeks or months later, it would dawn on me that they were deceptively simple. They were always the right questions, right? The real wise questions. So then over the years, it just became a lot easier, not easier, but a lot more. I got a lot more out of it each time because I listened to the questions and then I would think on the different levels that Henry was thinking of trying to anyway. But it was daunting at first, though. I didn't know what to ask. But he was so easy to talk to. He's got such an awesome memory. He's such a great guy. And
yeah,
he made it really, really easy.
I should just point out that author and businessman Barnett Helzberg and the library, director of the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library, Crosby Kemper, will hold a public conversation with some of the local entrepreneurs profiled in Helzberg's new book, Entrepreneurs Plus Mentors Equals Success. That'll happen tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library, the Central Library Branch at 14 West 10th Street downtown. Danny, what was the most pivotal piece of it?
Steve,
yeah, go ahead, Barnett.
Can you tell how to make a reservation? Because they need to know how many people come. We got a big group already.
You can go to kclibrary.org or go to our website, kcur.org, and you can reserve a seat just that way.
Great.
How's
Thank
that,
you.
Jeff?
Thank you.
Danny, what was the most pivotal piece of information that Henry Block gave you?
You know, I just told that story this week, and, I asked Henry, I said, hey, somebody, this is like in 95 or something like that, right? And I said, all these guys start companies and the idea is to sell them and, the kind of the quintessential American dream. You did it. You started a company. You built it. You sold it. And now, you're on the other side, what's it like? And he just sat there for, it seemed like a minute, but, in pregnant pause, he goes, interesting question. While you don't know it now, where you're at is where it's the most rewarding. Where you're at is where it's the most fun. Building it. And so in spite of how hard it is, in spite of all, that everything that goes on, I remember that sometimes daily that, the journey, in essence, the journey is the reward. Building it is what's most fun. I think that, go ahead.
Danny O'Neill, have you become a mentor yourself in this program by any chance?
I have, and we always joke that that it's upside down because I get way, way more out of the relationship than I feel like I give, and I really mean I'm not just saying that. All of us, when we're going through something, it's all of us are going through the same things at different times. So it's been awesome. I get I've gotten just as much out of being a mentee as I have a mentor, and it's awesome.
Danny, thanks for taking some time with us today. Sure, good to have you.
You too. Thank you very much. And good luck with your book, Barnett.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Danny.
Buy low, sell high.
Now you tell me.
That's Danny O'Neill, the CEO of Roastery Coffee Company. Where does the program need to be in 10 years, Barnett? Do you know yet?
Well, no, I have no idea. In fact, I'm having lunch with one of our, I won't say most brilliant member, one of our most brilliant members, Walt Rykluski, UMKC professor, who was there at day one. And that's what I'm going to ask him. Our members, we all want to perpetuate this program. And the questions are much more than financial.
Yeah.
And things are looking good. Now's the time to think about the future, not when we get in trouble.
Do other cities have these programs, or is this unique to Kansas City?
No, it's interesting because Dan McDougall and Christina Friedrich, Christina runs a program, Dan's our president, just went to Washington. Senator Mary Landrieu had a very small roundtable, and not every city has it, but believe it or not, Mayor Bloomberg started one.
Mm-hmm.
The Clinton Foundation has started one. There are a few others. And one of my secret goals is to have a kind of a confab of this group of people to trade ideas.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's not totally unique. I don't know much about these others, if they're, what they're similar or they're different. All I know is ours has worked.
Barnett Helsberg's new book is Entrepreneurs and Mentors Equal Success. Again, you can see him at 6:30 tomorrow evening at the Central Library branch in downtown Kansas City. Go to kclibrary.org for more information and to grab a seat. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much for the time.
Barnett. You bet.
Enjoyed it.
You can learn more about our guests and get more information about our program at kcur.org.